views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal Intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Oh, my goodness. All right, just pre-show warning. I'm very wound up today. It's been a very, actually, you know, it was kind of a quiet day. It's always the moments revving up to the show that I get incredibly fired up. This is Nicole Eisler. You're listening to Positivity Party Radio. I love the word together. That one just jumped out at me during that little intro that we are absolutely all in this together. I do not like get in this mood. I mean, I try by myself, but it's really the connections in my life. It's the people in our Facebook group who are laughing about things. And if you're not in there, by the way, that is a strict invite. Get on over there. It's Big Dream Awakening Superheroes. And we do a lot of funny things over there, being empaths and sensitives. And we love being in that good feeling place. That's the funny thing. I decided to do a show, just you and I tonight, no guest, unless you decide to call in, which is, of course, more than welcome. And you can do that. You can call 1-888-418-6890. We would love to have you call in, whether it's to share something positive, if you're enjoying the show, or maybe there's something you're not feeling so positive about, and you would love to get back into that good feeling place, which is why we're here tonight. We're going to talk about that, because I find, including myself, that life just turns into a daily grind. We just get so damn serious. We get so heavy. We get so, we need to do this and you better get that done. And the checklists and the to-do lists and the paying the bills and the going to work and all of the things that are part of life. But we really get so heavy. And then, you know, we have those moments, those not so happy-go-lucky moments. And I always find it interesting. That's the word I'm going to choose, that when I have something like this scheduled, a topic like this that I'm speaking on, whether it's the radio show or I'm doing a workshop or I'm, you know, just speaking in person, I am not kidding you. Something will come up that afternoon, just an hour before. Something will happen that really tests my everything. And I think to myself today, oh, so you're going to pick now to drop this topic in on me. When I'm going to go talk about this very thing, staying in this good place. Yeah, without fail, there it was today. Something happened, got a little news, you know, earlier in the day. And I took a breath and I took a step back and I thought, boy, you know, the way I'm feeling right now, I feel what I feel, but it doesn't feel good, because that's the way life is sometimes. It doesn't always deliver what you want in the way that you want it. And so it took me a little bit of work to get back into this good feeling place. But all I could think about was showing up here with you to get our party on. So hopefully you're in a comfy spot. Like I always say, pull up a seat, get comfortable, grab your favorite beverage, whatever that might be. If you're in the car, you know, keep your eyes on the road, but tune in, because I want you to also check right now. I want you to check in on your energy. Just how are you feeling? How was the day today? Did it feel a little bit like it took its grind on you and you're a little wore down? I want you to just note your energy right now, and we're going to recheck that at the end of the show, because this is really about you. The quality of your life is all a matter of perspective. It's about what experience you're having, right? What are you bringing to your reality? Because there's going to be things that we cannot control. I am not here to just put on a fake old smile and say, hey, just pretend everything's fine. We don't like that F word around here. We like to be real. And I want you to really tap into your good feeling place, because that's where the big dreams are activated. We can have a million big dreams. That does not mean that they're activated. It does not mean that we're getting traction on them. This is about going from dreaming them to living them, right? That's the better feeling. So again, I'm Nicole Eisler. I'm your party host, and you are listening to Positivity Party Radio. Of course, we're on Transformation Talk Radio, where it just feels like home. And we're here every first and third Tuesday so that you know you are always invited, because we're really, ultimately, we're celebrating the very best party ever. It's the most epic party that you will ever attend. It's your life, my friend. So this is about how do we stay in that good feeling place? Because here's the reality of it. Your number one job, you might think it's whatever you do for a living or being a parent. It's not. Your job is to get in that good feeling place. And then your job is to stay in that good feeling place. And then guess what? Then your job is to notice if you're not in that good feeling place and you got it, it's to get back in that good feeling place. It is the same process over and over, moment to moment, no matter what's going on around us. This is about you taking control of your life so that you can say, you know what? Yeah, this is my life and here's how it's going to go down, because there are things that I cannot control, but I can always come back to my good feeling place. And it's like that, you know, it's been called a lot of things, okay? The vortex. So if you follow Abraham Hicks, I do. Then it's the vortex. Some people give it other names, like you're in the flow. I like the sweet spot. Okay, I'm a sports fan. So if you've ever played baseball or you ever heard like the most amazing home run, it's because it cracked that ball on the bat right in the sweet spot. It's like the best sound ever. Well, being in the sweet spot of life is the best place to be. And while it sounds so amazing, we're all going, yeah, that's it. I want that. I want to be in the good place. I want to feel good all the time. I want to be in the sweet spot. Are you? Is that where you're at right now? Are you resonating in the sweet spot? If you looked at you and you didn't know you, let's just take a step back. If you looked at you, at your life right now, as someone else who knew nothing about you, what would you see right now in this very moment? Your posture, your life, the look on your face, your energy, and your life, what would you see? I did that to myself one day, and it was an interesting perspective, because in my own life, I was feeling a little, sorry for my, I don't know, I was having a pity moment. Let's just be real. That's where I was. I was thinking, man, I'm not as far as I should be. I'm not where they are. I was doing that whole dangerous comparison game. And my intuition took over and first of all said, knock it off. And then said, if you didn't know you and you were observing your life and you took a look at what you're doing and what you're up to and your hobbies and the people in your life and your relationships and everything, what would you see? And, you know, it was a better answer than I expected, because sometimes we only look at our life like what's missing, what I don't have enough of. Like, are you with me? Have you ever felt like that? Do you ever look at your life and only see what isn't enough or what isn't missing? Do you ever feel like maybe you're not enough or there's something about you that's missing? It can feel real. But that's not it. And that's why we're here today, because it's a wicked game sometimes that we play with ourselves. We tell ourselves this horrible stuff, like these terrible lies, these things that are not in the good feeling place. So if the sweet spot is the warm fuzzies, right? Imagine that you're in your best day. Everything's just clicking along. Everybody around you seems to be in a great mood. You're in a great mood. Everything you look at makes you laugh. It's funny. Everything feels great. You know, you got perfect lunch. Like everything is just, you're like, this is awesome. And I just had a client last week and she said, how do I stay there? How do I stay in that spot? Because it always seems like something happens and pulls me out of that good feeling place. And I think that it is about being in that good feeling place, but it's just as much realizing when you're not, and you know when you're not, because you don't feel it. Nothing feels right. Like the thoughts don't come together. You can't process an idea. You just, you know, you feel like, ugh, I just feel yuck. Well, There are millions of unlimited ways that I could tell you to get back into the good feeling place. We're going to go into just some of them here tonight. But I want to say it's not about what you have or don't have in your life. It's really about how you feel about what you have or you don't have. Okay, so really take a look at your life again, but this time see what is there that is working, that does feel good. Notice how far you have come. Take note of all of the things that are working, that feel amazing, because we always get what we're looking for. Always. If I go looking for, you know, there's a story about a man who traveled city to city. There were two men, and the first man, he gets to the gate of the city, and the gatekeeper, the man says, hey, you know, how is this city? Because, man, that last one was horrible. It was awful. People were just awful, and everything I ate was terrible, and it was just, ugh, not the city for me. What is this one like? And the gatekeeper said, you know what, this city, it's exactly the same. Sorry to tell you, friend. So he opens the gate. The man moves along. The next man comes up. He says, hello. He said, wow, what an amazing city that was. Everywhere I ate was phenomenal. The service was incredible. The people, amazing. I loved that city. Gosh, what is this next city like? And the gatekeeper said, of course, it's exactly that way. You're right on. You're going to enjoy this city just as much, because it's all about our perspective. And you're thinking, well, okay, I can have a positive perspective, but what about when those things happen in life that, you know, they just don't make sense? Like, they're just miserable or they're awful. And yes, you're right. There are things that you can't make sense of in the moment, but you can always come back to a better feeling place and a good feeling place, because it's about looking at your life from that perspective. How do I make this work? How do I feel better? How do I get back to that better feeling place? How do I make the magic happen? Because that's where the magic happens, friends. It's in the sweet spot. That's where the magic happens. It doesn't happen out there. So anything that feels ick that's out there has nothing to do with the magic that you're here to make. And that's ultimately what the bigger picture is that you have a purpose. That's why you're here. We're not just here to suffer and be miserable and talk about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I know it's a fun topic for a lot of people right now, but it's also, there's just no, I don't see any positivity in politics right now, because nobody's talking positively about it. Everybody feels, you know, screwed and, oh my God, we're doomed and all of these things. And it's almost all you see on Facebook. I was scrolling through just to check, because once in a while I like to check, like, what kind of posts are in my network here? What do I see? A lot on politics. I have to say, though, I've cleaned up my network in my Facebook pretty good, because I scrolled for a good long time and I didn't find any negative posts. Now, if you are scrolling through your Facebook feed, which I admit I don't do that often, but if you are, and it's negative thing after negative thing after negative, yeah, there was a lot about politics, but, you know, I understand, too, people have opinions and they're venting and expressing, but it wasn't mostly everything that I saw was positive, because energy that we get is everywhere. I mean, we take on stuff from everybody and everything. So you have to be really selective. If you want to stay in that good feeling place, you got to be selective about where you're engaging your time and your energy and your focus, the people that you're doing that with. Again, we're going to get into more specifics, but I was also doing a little research on this good feeling place. Well, you know, it's something I do without even thinking about it. I'm always reading, like, how to ramp up your vibe, or, you know, how to stay positive, we go to the light. That's my light. Like, anything I can read to add to my life library, that's where I go. And I read something. It said Americans are actually among the most unhappy people in the world. Now, that doesn't mean that only Americans are listening tonight, but it also said antidepressant usage had increased. Are you ready? 400%. 400%. Oh, my goodness. Positive thinking, it's free. We can do it. We can do it together. We can rally our energy. We can surround ourselves with good people. We can find good things in life. I find it sad. It breaks my heart that there are so many people medicating because they don't feel like they can do it. That That's what this is about. Why is Positivity Party Radio here? It's to try and offer some holistic ways to get in the good vibes, to take the positive approach to life, to take control of your life. It's that an estimated 121 million people worldwide, are currently suffering from some form of depression. Let me say the number again. 121 million people. Now that breaks my heart. That is why I do what I do. That is why people want to hear a positive spin. Well, not all people. Honestly, I've had people say to me, hey, I didn't come in here for a positive message, right? I just look at them and say, well, then I can't help you. I don't know what else to do with that. It's like you can't drop something in front of me that's negative and feels heavy and feels awful and feels icky and just expect me to sit there and look at it. I have to take it and do something with it, and I have to turn it into something positive. It's just what we got to make it work. We have to fix it. We have to turn it around. Something. Now, every moment and every day, I'm not there. I'm not always positive. But that doesn't mean I'm not a positive person, right? If we have those moments that challenge us, that like, ooh, they just really test your grit, it doesn't mean you're not a positive person. I just gave a talk last week. We were talking about the myths. We did a little myth busting on positivity. You can check that on the Facebook page if you like. We did a little Facebook Live on it and talked about some of the myths about positivity. But I think that if we really look at staying in that good feeling place, we have to look at why. Well, okay, why stay in the good feeling place? Seems sort of obvious. Well, because you feel good. Well, no, what does that really mean? What do you mean activate your dreams? What do you mean that's where the magic happens? This sweet spot is also about expectations. We put such ridiculous expectations on where we're supposed to be by now. This pressure, I've done it too. I've done it. That's why I have a coach. She helps me keep my expectations in check. You know, you can have big goals and big dreams. Those are, yes, absolutely. You have to have something that gets you up out of bed in the morning. But you also have to have expectations in check, that I'm not always comparing myself to where I'm not, that I'm missing out, that I'm not good enough, that I haven't reached it. Well, look at that. I was talking so much, we just talked right on through the break. Hey, I can't help it. I get wound up. What can I say? It's fun. You see, I get fired up. All right, so this is about getting expectations in check so that your big dreams and your energy and what you're viewing, right, that it all aligns so that you're in the right, that sweet spot. Like, and I think we get caught up in, I have to go get something or do something in order to get to that good feeling place. We're going to talk more about that when we get back. We'll take a little break. And I just want you to practice right now about feeling about your energy. And of course, you're listening to Positivity Party Radio. I'm Nicole Eisler. I'm your party host. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to explore more of what those mind shifters, like what pulls us out of that good feeling place, and see if we can't twist your mind all up in knots and get it thinking the right way. All right, we'll go off to break. We'll be back in a moment.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Okay, we're back. I'm laughing at myself, which is cool. Hey, if that gets you in a good mood, I recommend it. Look, we're here tonight. We're talking about how to stay in that good feeling place. Maybe for some of us, it's how to get into the good feeling place, but hopefully you've all been there at one point or another and you know what it feels like. It's just amazing. It's like, I was like, a sunny day when the sun is just, you know, on my face and everything feels possible. It's like that moment when, and I guess, you know, when people decide to feel bad or they, you know, yeah, but you don't understand. You don't know what my boss is like, or, oh, you're not married to my wife or husband, or they're a parent. And trust me, I'm one. I'm a parent. Love my boys. But not every moment is fun. Some are challenging. But look, when we go into that bad feeling place, what we are literally doing is turning away from that sunshine. We are separating ourselves from source energy. We are, when you're not in that good feeling place, you're literally aging faster. Yes, you are. Everything in your system is, your biology is off. It takes an icky turn. So of course we're going to talk about something about getting into that good feeling place and staying there. You know, it's sometimes, like I said, I have my moments too. But that's also why I have my network. It's also why I have coaches. It's also why, I have, you know, Eric, my fiance, and even, you know, my son, my oldest son, Nick, and I, he's 22 now, and we have some amazing conversations about life and goals, and he's been on this huge goal, and we just text back and forth, you know, you got this, I know you can, and you have to have those outlets. This isn't a one-man show. I mean, you if you don't have that support network, you don't have a tribe, you don't have a community, you're all on your own, it's just going to be harder for you. It will, because life tests us. And like I said, we're going to go into some specifics about how to ramp that up and get better at staying in that good feeling place. Because let me also add, if you move out of the good feeling place and you're in that, let's just say you're in the shitty place, like you're in a shit storm, it's, you didn't fail. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't like, oh, I should have been better at that. Or don't do that. Just say, wow, whew, feeling shitty. Like, how do I get back into that good feeling place? So let's chat a little bit about why are so many people unhappy? If we're in the icky feeling place, but we love being in that good feeling place, then why aren't we there? What is it? Why do so many people maybe live for so long in that yuckiness? First of all, we're going to have problems in life. I don't even like the word really, but let's say that a problem is not a problem. A problem is definitely an opportunity for a solution. It's an opportunity to make some changes. It's an opportunity to test your grit. It's an opportunity to say, how can we do this differently? Because that way didn't work. It's just really a lesson. When you're in the middle of what feels like the hugest problem, it's good to just pause a minute, take a step back, take a deep breath, and take a different perspective. How can you look at it differently? Why did it show up for you? I love saying, wow, okay, here's this problem I did not want, did not ask for, I don't think, but it's here, so I must have. How is it perfect for me? Why did it show up for me? It has to have a gift for you. If there's something in your life right now that you're dealing with and you don't like it, and I know, and again, you might be thinking, Nicole, you don't know what I'm going through, though. You know, I always tease with people, I'll go one for one with you. Everybody has problems. We all do. We all have them, and we think they're the worst. And if anybody else knew, and how do I even get through this? But we all have them, and we all have ones we don't want to talk about. We don't want other people to know about. But really, just ask yourself, why did this show up? What is it here to teach me? What can I get from it? And guess what? Then you get the lesson, and then the problem goes away, and it doesn't show up like that again because you received the lesson. So the other part is, let's stop thinking about, oh, if I was just there, if I just had that, if that just went right, you're missing out on being right here where there are good things. We talked about that, looking for the good, seeing that there really is nothing wrong, that everything is just right, that you are just where you are supposed to be, that again, any thoughts that take you from feeling good that are not like that, if I said to you, hey, guess what? I just want to let you know you are right where you are supposed to be, exactly where you're supposed to be on your path. You're not behind. You're not off track. You didn't get distracted. You didn't get sidetracked. Everything that's happening is happening for you. It's happening to prepare you. You're in just the right spot. The relief that comes over, I am? Oh, yeah, you know, and right? And we get the momentum going because, again, this is not as much about, well, it is about being in the good feeling place as it is noticing when you're not in the good feeling place and getting back into the good feeling place. Do you see how this is a process? That this is an ongoing process all the time. It's not an event. Being positive is not an event. I wish I could tell you, hey, just have one positive thought and it'll last forever. But it doesn't work that way. The other part, don't wait for something to make you happy. Look for something to be happy about. Look for it. Look around you right now in your life. Close your eyes, or maybe there's someone sitting next to you, or maybe you just got a text message from someone you care about. Look for that something good. Because did you know that children smile up to 400 times every day, and adults were somewhere in the range of like 14 to 20 times? Children just smile because it's natural, because it's the right thing to do, because it's amazing and they don't know how else to be. They just smile. And even when they're not smiling, they get over it and then they go back to smiling. Find something to smile about. Right now, just smile. Just fake it. Right now, even if you're driving in the car and you think people are going to, what in the world? Just smile. Do it. It tricks your brain into feeling in a happier place. And is that wrong? Because if your brain thinks it's reality and you're tricking it, but it thinks that you're happy, isn't mission accomplished? Mission accomplished. I'm in that good feeling place. I'm smiling. I'm feeling good. My biology just relaxed. My body's happier. I'm feeling younger. I'm feeling younger because I'm smiling. Guess what? You look younger when you smile too, and you're more approachable. Awesome. That's a great combination. And as we go off, you know, to break, again, if you want to call in, if you're listening, you heard something you like, or maybe you need a little help getting into that good feeling place, those are my favorite topics. I love them. We dig in, we find some goodness, we give it some new meaning and new purpose. We flip it around so that you get what you need from it. You can call in at 1-888-418-6890. I would love to talk with you. Otherwise, stay tuned. We'll be right back because we're going to go into a few more things. And of course, we're going to talk about some tips. I like tips. I like tips and resources to get us into a maintenance plan of being in that good feeling place. Let's go off to break and we'll be back. Thank you.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Okay, we're back. It's Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler, and I hope by now you're at least reviewing some things in your energy, some things in your day. You're finding little tidbits, because it's not always about finding that big, huge, aha, like breakthrough thought or tip or success principle. Like, there's so many things that you can pull from. I think really, and this is a personal journey, finding your good feeling place. What puts you there? I mean, yes, it's you, but what puts you there? The things that rev you up, the things that make you feel happy, make you feel, you know, in the zone, right? We talk about athletes when they're just like, man, they were just in the zone. You can find that place, but really that plan and that path and that journey and those points that you, it's like connect the dots, right? But the dots are really up to you. It's what you get a charge from. It's what helps you go, oh, that's a good reminder for me. I've heard that before. You know, when you get that little zing of like, what did you just say? Oh my gosh, I used to do that. That's a great reminder. Or the one that, oh, I've never heard that before. That's a new one. Wow, I have to really think about that. I love when I'm working with a client, I'll ask them a question and there'll be total silence and they'll go, oh, that's a really good question. And I can tell they just went so deep into their thinking. And what it's doing is it's opening up their perspective. It's starting to give them more possibilities. That's what this is for. That's what this is about. It's sharing energy with you and perspective and tips and, you know, but tips, I mean, you can read information on anywhere on the internet. You can buy an amazing self-help book and it can have the most amazing information inside. And you can think, I'm going to buy this book and this book is going to change my life. And you open the book and you read the book and your life stays the same. And you think, what in the world? Because it's not the book. It's not the information in the book. It's not me. It's not what I'm delivering. It's what you're letting into your awareness. It's you saying, ooh, I like that one. It's you allowing your intuition to pick and choose what is just right for you and implementing, right? We have to implement those things. You can't just read the book. You can't just buy the deck of cards that gives you a power thought. You know, you have to, like, what do I do with this? How do I really do it? Because, again, it's not the big things, like, oh, if I get that big fancy house or fancy car. There are a lot of people who have big fancy houses and they're miserable, or they have that pretty car, but it's not really fulfilling for them. It's not making that big impact. It's adding up these tiny little things, these points of time, so that they bring together this, you know, if you started a gigantic, I'm going to use the dot, the connecting the dots again. It just looks like a bunch of dots. You might get a sort of image to it, but if you're connecting the dots of your life, the things that light you up inside, the things that inspire you, the things that, you know, make you want to step out as who you really are, if it's those dots that represent the people in your life that make you feel alive and amazing, if you connect all of those things, that's how you come up with an amazing life. If it's the tiny things, because that's what I usually find when I come back to a session with a client and it's, you know, their week has passed and they come back, I say, what's really working right now? Tell me about some of your wins. Cause we always start there. We always do. And it's not big, huge things. It's, I organized my desk and it felt amazing. Or it's, you know, I tried this new essential oil and it's just so yummy. Or it's these maybe are considered little things, but it's not little things. It's that they cleaned out a closet, or, you know, they cooked something healthy. Okay. It's all of these things put together that give this, you know, amazing feeling to life, because really what we're all looking for, this is what I'm finding more and more and more, is that people want to live a fulfilling life. They're reaching a point when all of the acquiring and all of the getting and all of the, that's all like, yeah, it's old news, but I don't feel fulfilled. I want to have something meaningful. Okay, again, this is understand that your job is to get into the sweet spot. Your job is to stay in there, is to have the thoughts and the feelings and the activities and the people and all of that that connect the dots to put you right back in that good feeling place. And maybe that means doing your favorite activity because it makes you forget, you know, you just lose track of all time. Maybe it's, and I will tell you this, it's continuously checking in with your own energy, being aware of where you are in relation to the sweet spot, into that good feeling place. If I'm feeling really awful, I'm probably a little bit farther away. Self-care is a big part of this, right? Taking care of your energy needs. And I want you to absolutely lock into the belief that you have the power to change how you feel at any given moment. And no, I don't mean going from like zero, I'm at a zero to hero. All you have to do is shift just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. How do I feel just a little bit better? How do I feel just a little bit better again? How do I feel just a little bit? And you continue. And guess what? You're moving closer, closer. I say, remember the game when we were kids, like your parents, where they would hide something and then you'd go look for it and they would go, you're getting warmer. You're getting, nope, you're getting colder. That's what this is. Your sweet spot. You're getting warmer. It's that warm place. And if you're standing in front of me and you're telling me you're freezing, I'm freezing, I'm so cold. And I say, just, well, go in where it's warm. You know, no, I'm just cold. Yeah, I know. Okay, so you're getting warmer, right? You're getting warmer to that good feeling place. That's how I want you to visualize it. Like, ooh, I don't feel so good. I'm getting colder. Ooh, I'm feeling better. I'm getting warmer. It's practice, practice, practice. Always practicing. How do I get warmer? How do I get warmer? How do I get warmer? How do I get back to that sweet spot? You can also tell yourself, you know, actually, I don't even have to think about this right now. I could just make myself a hot cup of tea. I don't have to figure out how to get to the good feeling place right now. I could just sit with my dog for a minute. Guess what? All those things move you closer and get you warmer, back to the sweet spot, back to where you're feeling good. Process. You see, process, it's a process. It's practice, practice, practice. And it's a process. And you're never failing. And you've never not done it right. The fact that you're aware of it, that it now exists in your awareness stronger than it ever has before, means that you can do this. And, hey, I got you. Like, I'm going to help you get to that good feeling place. That's why we're here. So on that note, before we take a break, if you want to get in touch with me, you can visit my website at www.bigdreamawakening.com. I'm always trying to post something about getting to that good feeling place. This is Nicole with Positivity Party Radio. We're going to go on a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to share with you some of my approach and some steps and some important things that we need to do to actually implement. All right? Implement. Love it. You're getting warmer. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh my goodness, we're back. The party is not done yet. It's not done yet. I hope you're having a good time. I'll do a little check with your energy. Hopefully there's some, those little dots, right? Those little things that you're pulling together that are starting to give you, you know what? It's really starting to give you your power back. When you feel like you're not in a good feeling place and everything's crashing down around you, and I'll tell you, if you're sensitive like me, if you're a highly sensitive person, that can really do some long-term damage. I was just talking with someone today and they were sharing some stories about a family member and how for 15 years they've just been really depressed and sad, and that nothing anybody says or does will bring them back to that good feeling place. And they really felt, you know, pretty heavy about it. And these are stories you hear all the time. I've experienced it in my own family with, you know, with my own mother and some of her things. And I don't want to go down like that. You know, I just feel like they say life is too short and life, you know, goes by so fast. And those are definitely truths. That is definitely something that I have found, especially being a parent. It just, gosh, I don't know. What a blur that it went by. But any day that I just don't feel in that good feeling place, that is a long day. Like it takes forever for that day to go by. I'm like, oh my God, what time is it? I still feel crappy. Awesome. You know, it's when you're in that good feeling place, it feels like time is just beautiful. Like it's amazing and time passes so differently. You lose track of it. You don't even notice it anymore. But if you're just counting down the minutes during the day, like at your job or on a first date, no, I'm kidding. If you're just counting down the minute, like, oh my goodness, is this ever going to be over with? Like a meeting that you're in or something, you got to shift your focus because that's not the way life is supposed to be, right? You know, I learned how to navigate my emotions, and that's what I teach other people, how to navigate those emotions, use them as signals to always direct you back to the good feeling place. That's the way I see emotions. I see them just like, you know, it's like a roadmap, and those signals, I know how to read the signals to always lead me back to that good feeling place. So if I were to hand you a map and I said, here's this map, and it will lead you to the treasure. You'll find it every time. If you follow the steps on this map, would you turn it away? I think you'd say yes. I hope you would. That's what we do. We learn how to navigate our emotions at Big Dream Awakening. That's how I help people. It's my favorite. I said it already. I'll say it again. I love when my clients show up and I say, what's going on? They go, oh my God, this good thing happened. Then this good thing happened. And I can't wait to tell you this. And that is not where we start. I wish that more people found me, came to work with me because of inspiration, but they don't. They come out of desperation. They come from a place that I can't take it anymore. I don't know what else to do. Oh my gosh. How many times I've had someone just the tears pouring out in our first session together because they feel so far away from what they really, really want. And everything they really want is just waiting for them. It's saying, please come and claim me. I'm right here. You know, it's like, I'm right here, but they can't see it because it's hiding in plain view. And so we go in and we do some work and we start setting those intentions. We work with the power of intention. You become the navigator of your life using those emotions. You get also that personal support, right, that you need to make those changes, that I'm always that safe place to come in any mood you're in, and we figure it out and we spin it around and we do that. Of course, there's some accountability, right, and taking care of you first. We work on those self-care steps. We look at making time for what really matters. First and foremost, it's you. I know we get a lot of pressure that everything else is more important, but it's not. You matter first because that's the only way you can effectively take care of everything else, right? It's the way that you work through that stress. And oh yes, your inner chatter does matter. That is a huge module. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites to work on with people because I put a fun spin on inner chatter, give some different personalities, and they come back and they go, oh my God, I didn't realize, but the critic is the one that's been, right? Or, you know, I'm just so hard on myself and the drill sergeant, I never give myself a break and I don't give myself any credit. Yeah, and go make your big dreams happen. It doesn't happen that way. It takes you so far out of the good feeling place. So we got to make sure your inner chatter is always talking you up. Just like I do. I tell them, pretend it's me for a while until you can do it for yourself, right? And intuition, yes. Learning how your intuition speaks with you, please study that. Listen. If you get an urge, you get a nudge, you get an inspired thought, you don't know why, it seems crazy, go for it. Next show, I'm going to have Dr. Pat on here with me, and oh my goodness, I'm just warning you right now, when we get together, we start talking about positivity, oh Lordy, and we start talking about intuition, and she's an intuition queen, I love it, she's listened to the nudges that people told her were like out of control, but she did it anyway, and she's proof that that helps with what really matters. It's finding a way to use, because let me tell you, the obstacles that you're feeling in your life right now, no matter how big and bad they feel, they showed up for you. They did not show up to stop you. Maybe it was to show you how bad you really want something. Maybe it was to make you show yourself that you're strong enough. Okay, but it's there, and it's about helping you find the reason, why is this obstacle here, and how do I turn it into my personal power? How do I do that? And yes, you can do it. And yes, I have a fun way to help you do that. So that any obstacle that shows up, it just makes you stronger. It doesn't make, because sometimes they feel bigger and they feel stronger than we are, but you're always stronger than you feel. And it's also about strengthening your personal foundation. Because if you don't know who you are in this crazy world, with social media and reality TV and everything else that's trying to tell you who you should be, you're going to have a hard time staying in that good feeling place. And I want you to exist from that good feeling place. I want you to I know it. I know who I am. I know what I'm about. I know what I stand for. I know why I'm here. And I can tell when I'm getting colder and I'm moving out of that good feeling place. And I can tell when I'm getting warmer and I'm moving back into my good feeling place, because your personal foundation is so strong that nothing can budge you. You think about a gigantic oak tree. Those roots go so deep and they're so strong, and that tree grows straight up and it might branch out into different things, right? But it does not forget who it is, okay? It doesn't think like, oh, I'm a frail little, no. So thank you. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for partying with me. And of course, more than anything, that's why we're here together, is to celebrate the best party of all, which is your life. This is celebrating you. Ultimately, it's celebrating you, because celebrating is just good for the soul. It's just what keeps us alive. Again, if you want to reach out to me or get in touch with me, you can go to my website, hit my contact page, send me an email. I would love it. If you're a highly sensitive person and you're ready to turn on your superpower, you can grab my free report there at bigdreamawakening.com. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Positivity Party Radio. I had an awesome time. I hope you join me every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific. And, of course, next time we're going to have Dr. Pat. And she is a winning positive talk radio host, and I'm so excited. So we'll have so much more. All right, have a great week. I'll see you back here for the next party.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.